Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, March 11th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:31. I'm Brent Allen. No rain, but some very thick fog out there this morning. Currently, we are sitting at 41 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. It was a big night for Oppenheimer at the Academy Awards. It took home the Oscar for Best Picture and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. Cillian Murphy won for Best Actor, with Robert Downey Jr. winning for Best Supporting Actor. Here he is accepting the award.
I'd like to thank my terrible childhood and the Academy in that order.
The movie won 7 awards in total out of its 13 nominations. Emma Stone won Best Actress for Poor Things, with Divine Joy Randolph winning Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers. Sebastopol police will be on the Annalee High School campus this week in response to a non-credible threat of violence against the school. Saturday, the department was informed about the possible threat of gun and other violence against the high school. After a thorough investigation, it was determined to not be credible, but to ensure the safety of students and faculty, officers will be on campus all week. The announcement was sent to students and staff and then posted on the Sebastopol Police Department's Facebook page. A family of 3 from Santa Rosa is incredibly lucky to be alive today after surviving a plane crash in Mendocino County thanks to their plane being equipped with a parachute. The Cirrus SR-22 took off from Shelter Cove Airport Friday afternoon. Shortly into the flight, the engine lost power. The pilot and his wife, both 38 years old, and their 2-year-old girl were the only ones on board. The decision was made to deploy the parachute, and the plane descended into a heavily wooded area. All 3 were able to escape without major injuries. Once the plane finally fell from the trees to the ground, an investigation into the crash is underway, as well as plans to remove the wreckage. The former site of the Hilton Hotel in Santa Rosa finally has a proposed plan for redevelopment from the property's new owners. Radiate Hospitality acquired the land in September and is now proposing a smaller hotel than the 230 rooms that the Hilton had before burning in the 2017 Tubbs fire. The plan calls for renovating the 108 rooms that survived the fire and adding 50 new rooms. A sign on the property partially details the plan, but the public can get a full look at the proposal and a public meeting tonight at City Hall at 5 p.m. Conspiracy theories about Princess Kate's whereabouts have been given new fuel after several major photo agencies pulled an image of the Princess of Wales that she shared on Instagram on Sunday. The family photo showed Kate seated on a chair surrounded by her children. But upon closer inspection, the image was deemed to have been digitally manipulated by Princess Kate herself, leading to the photo being removed. She has not been seen in public since Christmas Day and is reportedly still recovering from abdominal surgery. Disney is seeking approval from local officials to expand its California theme park offerings over the next couple of decades. The proposal would not increase the company's geographic footprint in Anaheim, but would allow for new attractions and unused spaces, including a large parking lot. Disney officials say there just isn't room to build new immersive experiences in its California theme park without these changes. The plan would require Disney to invest $1.9 billion in theme park-related offerings in the next decade. It is now 8:36 KZST, time for one final check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Shane Young. Hello again, Shane. How are the roads?
Good morning. We have traffic northbound from golf course to college. Everything else is looking good. No incidents or accidents to report. Have a safe rest of your commute. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
M-Face, M-Cella, M-Fem 360, and M-Sculpt Neo. At Artemedica, we've got the Empire. March is Empire Month. Save up to 50% on treatments this month. M-Face treats the forehead, cheeks, jawline, and chin for fewer facial wrinkles and more facial lift without needles or downtime. M-Cella is a breakthrough treatment for incontinence. This unique technology supports those suffering from incontinence with a completely non-invasive option. Simply sit on a chair and let the machine do the work. Regain your confidence with M-Fem 360, the non-invasive vaginal rejuvenation treatment to increase moisture, tighten internal tissue, increase blood flow, improve external tissue quality, and increase bladder control. M-Sculpt Neo is the first non-invasive device designed to eliminate fat cells and build muscle. Experience the Empire at Artemedica and save big all month long. Call 707-577-8292 to schedule your complimentary M-Face, M-Cella, M-Fem 360, or M-Sculpt Neo consultation.
Take a winter staycation at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Enjoy dining overlooking the bay at the Tides Wharf Restaurant, open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy the complimentary bottle of wine in your room, heated indoor-outdoor pool, and complimentary breakfast on the waterfront at the Tides Wharf Restaurant. Tell your smartphone to call the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay and ask for the winter midweek special starting at $199 a night plus tax. The Inn at the Tides, your beacon to Bodega Bay.
With your Discover card, you've got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. Learn more at discover.com. In sports, a report this morning says Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson will sign this week with the Pittsburgh Steelers, ending his two-year stint in Denver. And the Warriors are in San Antonio today to take on the Spurs. Your forecast: overnight rain is gone. What we have now is some very thick fog in spots. Later on, partly cloudy with upper 50s. Tonight, turning cloudy as rain does move back in. We have one final system to deal with this week. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, morning rain. We'll get partial afternoon clearing with highs in the low 60s. Then dry and very nice for Wednesday through the weekend. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Apparently, according to the Pentagon, we are alone. A new Pentagon study that examined reported sightings of UFOs over nearly the last century has found no evidence of aliens or extraterrestrial intelligence. The study analyzed government investigations since 1945 of reported sightings of unidentified anomalous phenomena, more popularly known as UFOs. It found no evidence that any of these claims actually showed signs of alien life, or that the U.S. government or private companies had reverse-engineered extraterrestrial technology and were hiding it. We will see. I'm sure the debate will continue. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie Abrams in the morning on KZST. You either love her or you're wrong.
Yeah. lots of fog this morning. Overcast skies today. We'll see temperatures climbing into the mid-upper 50s around Sonoma County. Look for rain back tonight. Currently 41 degrees at KZST. Oh, Laura, before you go.
Hey, Danny. What's up?
Did you hear it?
Yes. I heard the new jingle. Very catchy. Good job.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Okay, gotta go.
But, do you think everyone heard it?
Well, Danny, it is on the radio.
Because I want everyone to know that we are carrying on Grandpa Catelli's reputation.
We have the best plumbers around, and you've organized our office so well that
okay, phew. Good. So, should I get that great big dancing noodle thingy for the front of the office?
Why don't we see how this radio ad here works first?
Oh, okay.
Don't want to use up all of our good ideas at once.
E-O-T-E-L-L-I, go tell me.
You're so wise. Kind of like a wizard.
Wizards of plumbing. I like that.
Visit us online at GatelliPlumbing.com.
When you're ready to experience a life full of vitality, joy, and purpose, you'll find everything you need at Ivy Park Santa Rosa. No matter what age you are, no matter what season you're in, there's a home for you at Ivy Park. With both assisted living and memory care options available, this pet-friendly community offers a whole living approach filled with joyful moments and meaningful interactions. Get together with friends for a game in the billiard room, stay in shape on state-of-the-art fitness equipment, or relax in the spa tub. There are walking paths, a library with an outdoor patio, and more. Situated in the heart of California's wine country in Santa Rosa, you'll have easy access to parks, trails, and downtown Santa Rosa. Come visit and discover high-quality care designed to make you feel comfortable and inspired to live your best life every day. Learn more today at ivyliving.com/Santa Rosa. We look forward to meeting you. ivyliving.com/Santa Rosa.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and up next, a feature I call the Mishmash Minute, a hodgepodge of local information, tidbits that may impact you in some way. First, local Starbucks stores have unveiled their spring menu, including two new seasonal drinks, the iced lavender cream oat milk matcha and iced lavender oat milk latte, plus new spring merch like vibrant cold cups, water bottles, and a pastel pink curved mug. Also, the California Artisan Cheese Festival is coming up. It's a celebration of cheese making and products that will be highlighted next weekend at venues throughout Sonoma and Marin counties. There's even a cheese crawl at the Barlow and a big cheese tasting and marketplace at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And to wrap up the Mishmash Minute, Celebration of Life services are set for this week in Willits for Edie Cesarelli, who reigned as the oldest living American for more than a year. She died last month at the age of 116. And by the way, she lived in Santa Rosa from the 1930s to the early 1970s. The town of Willits celebrated her last birthday with a parade on the street in front of her care home.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Friendships grow, but I'm too afraid now. Yeah, yeah.
Unstoppable today.
Welcome to Sonoma County's KZST.
Jeff Cowell from Image Tree Service talks honestly about price.
You know, tree work's not cheap, that's for sure. And this goes right back to choosing the right person to do the job.
It's like Jeff always says, choosing the right person can save you money.
Not all tree work is really expensive. You know, some of the stuff that you might think is really expensive, we can do it really quick because we have all the right tools.
Image Tree Service isn't one guy with a ladder and a chainsaw. They're a big company with the crews and the equipment to get the job done the first time and fast.
You know, we get clients that call us and the wife is like, my husband's out here for 5 days. They're cutting it up with little loppers and putting it in their recycling bin, you know? You know, we show up and it's done in 5 minutes.
No doubt about it. Tree work can get expensive.
And that's why I kind of help people set a budget up. It's like, hey, you know, you could actually get away with not pruning all these all at once.
So let Image Tree Service take a look. 838-3555.
Just call us. I mean, it's free.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Feliciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free I-10 tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
100.1 KZST. Good Monday morning. I'm Debbie Abrams with this. Well, kids love her. So do parents. She is making an appearance in Sonoma County tomorrow. Her name is Emily Calandrelli, also known as the Space Gal. She's on a book tour promoting her latest called Stay Curious and Keep Exploring Next Level, 50 Bigger, Bolder Science Experiments to Do with the Whole Family. Long title. She'll be speaking, signing books, and performing fun experiments tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Copperfield's Books in Petaluma. The Space Gal making a stop here in Sonoma County.
Time for joking. sadness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.